Nigerian military says the Boko Haram militants were behind the massacre of civilians in Bulabulingubura village, 50 kilometers north of Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. The spokesman of the Joint Task Force, Colonel Sagir Musa, said, quote, "Troops pursued terrorists to their camps, and with air support, about 50 terrorists were killed in a shootout," end quote.
It is usually difficult to get the number of civilians killed during these operations because it is usually the military that comes up with such figures. And according to human rights groups, the military has been known to sometimes exaggerate its successes and play down casualties.
For example, the spokesman of the Military Joint Task Force, Colonel Sagir Musa, says civilian casualties were not known during this recent operation.
All of the military expedition in Borno State, it is not without collateral damage. If you are not being killed by those you refer to as insurgents, some stray bullets of the military may likely kill one. So we are living in a state of fear and in a state of insecurity.
A newly formed anti-insurgency division of the Nigerian military has been formed, but peace has not returned to Borno State over 3 months after a state of emergency was announced by Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan. And experts believe the government should find a negotiated solution to the problem.
The global phenomenon of terrorism today, you don't fight it with force, you fight it with dialogue. What you don't achieve by dialogue, you cannot achieve by force. So I would like to call on the federal government to, as a matter of urgency, give support and all necessary impetus to that committee headed by the Minister of Special Duties.
Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a number of gun and bomb attacks around Nigeria since its leader was allegedly killed by the Nigerian police in 2009. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan has increasingly come under severe criticism from even members of the ruling party for not being able to contain the insecurity in Nigeria. Anjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.